Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
LMFN's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
It's Christmas, which means we sit on the sofa with a big tub of sweets and watch a load of Christmas movies. And the guy to tell us what we should be watching is Niall O'Brien. He's on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing very well. I'm trying to get in the spirit. There's okay. A lot to do before the big day, but I'm trying to get in the spirit.
Okay. Well, you look, Christmas is the time of giving, right? And yeah. I just decided, you know, last night / you know, early this morning that I'd forgotten to give you a gift. Do you know what I mean? For Christmas. And I thought, you know, hard work that Niall puts in, I think Niall deserves a little Christmas gift. Now, this gift comes in the form of a song, okay? Oh. So I hope you're ready for this. Now, it's only right because you did a fantastic Monster Mash song for me for Halloween. So I decided that, now look it, let's just say I'm not as good as a singer as you, but I have tried. And I do think that Niall deserves his very own song for all of the work that he does on Real Reviews. So sit back, relax, because here's a song all about you, Niall.
Well, Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock, there's only one radio show. It's Niall O'Brien's Real Reviews. He's talking movies on the radio. And everyone in the Northeast is turning up their dials to hear Niall's latest critique of the blockbuster he has just viewed. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee. Well, there's Netflix now and Apple TV, Paramount, Disney Prime. We're scrolling constantly on these different sites. We're always wasting so much time. We need someone to break it down. Niall's reviews, they are so fine. We know now what to see. Oh, Real Reviews, it's so sublime. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee.
What do you think?
Oh, bravo. I mean, at this time of year, there's so many Christmas songs that get stuck in your head. And that one has just shoved them all in. I think you found notes that I don't think
I know
were hitherto known to mankind.
Listen, they're not. I mean, it's called, there was lots of reaching there, reaching for the stars.
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Niall, that's just for you to show our appreciation, our humble appreciation in the form of a song of all the amazing work that you do on Real Reviews. Every year.
Thank you.
Every single week. Now, getting to today and to our competition. This message is coming in. I'll read them in a minute. Get into our competition. And we have our Omniplex competition. Where would we be without our sponsor, Omniplex Cinema?
That's right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And it's our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. You can win a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice. There's really only one film to see in the cinema over Christmas, and it needs to be seen in the cinema.
It really does. And I don't know, I'm hoping they're not going to pull sponsorship after my horrific singing. But you can find Omniplex at Omniplex Deluxe Venue Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk, or Omniplex Balbriggan. And as Niall says, you have to see these movies on the big screen. For full show times and booking, you can check out omniplex.ie. So we have a mystery voice. I haven't had a sneaky listen today.
It's very easy. Okay. Very easy.
Yeah. Okay, it's very easy. Who is this talking now? And you could be going along to Omniplex Cinemas. Answers, please, to 086-1800-658. Here it is.
It doesn't feel like a film. It's such a complete experience. So moving.
Oh, okay. I think I need to hear that again now. Hang on a second.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like a film. It's such a complete experience. So moving.
Okay, okay. I'm stumped, but then I'm ridiculous.
Are you? Okay.
I'm ridiculous at this.
It's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about. And a little known fact about her, she was named after a character from The Great Gatsby.
Oh, that's maybe even... Okay, that's...
you're more stumped now.
More stumped now. Okay, the listeners
will
get it.
It will all become clear.
Yeah, they'll get it. They're better at this than me. 086-1800-658. So moving straight into Avatar The Way of Water, and I'm very excited about this. I will definitely be checking this out over the Christmas. Talk to me about this now, because this is the long-awaited sequel.
That's right, yeah. And it's set more than a decade after the events of the first film, Avatar The Way of Water. It focuses once more on Jake Sully, played entirely in a motion capture performance this time by Sam Worthington. And he was, in the first film, you'll remember, a human marine who infiltrated the civilization of Pandora's native species, the Na'vi, in this kind of alien body, this avatar, basically. And in the intervening years, he's become a kind of a freedom fighter. He's settled down with his mate, Neytiri. He's built a family up as well. He's got three kids, and he's fighting off the human colonizers who have come to exploit the resources of Pandora. So he also, apart from his three kids, he has an adopted Na'vi daughter named Kiri, played by Sigourney Weaver.
It's all right. They have it. They're way better than me. Way better than me.
Yeah, but I mean, I hear you say now, Sigourney Weaver, she was in the first one.
Yes.
And she died. How is she back? Yeah.
Oh, is it okay, like this circle of life kind of thing? Yeah.
Well, this is a question now that the film might not answer.
Right.
He also has a human orphan named Spider, who he's kind of adopted a little bit as well. He's like a feral child left behind by the humans when they initially left Pandora. And he might have a connection to one of the characters from the first film. But what happens is the villainous Colonel Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang, returns. What? I hear you say, I thought he died in the first one. and he's back to continue this colonial mission of plundering Pandora and hunting the indigenous species. So Jake and his family have to leave their idyllic life in the Pandoran forest and escape the humans. And they take refuge with an oceanside tribe of Na'vi led by Tonawari, played by Chris Curtis, and his mate Ronal, played by Kate Winslet. And they must learn the way of the water, which involves mostly swimming with space whales, I think.
Okay.
Now, there are no real clips of this because this is an incredible video.
Oh, you have to
film,
see it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to see it. So there's a clip now it's Sam Worthington talking about kind of, it's an interview with him, if you want to play that.
Okay, here it is.
Jim's scripts are always very detailed. They detail not only the world, obviously, and the vision of the ecosystems and stuff, but he's tapping into things that are very personal to him. Mm-hmm. And that's always, that comes across in his writing. You know, Jim has five children. Jim's gone through several marriages, and I think Jim's growing as a human. And, you know, in how he deals with things. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was a lot of that just pinged off the page.
Right.
You know, plus, the guy's got a great track record of sequels, of keeping it familiar, but just raising the ante just that.
Ooh, Something tells me though, this one, I don't know, like, I'd say visually it's going to be absolutely breathtaking, but does it hold up when you're telling me all these people that are supposed to be dead are back in again in terms of sequels?
I don't really want to kind of spoil it for you, okay? But I mean, as Sam Worthington there said, Jim, and I call him Jim as well because we're very good friends.
Very good friends, yeah.
He created two of the best sequels in film history, Aliens, Terminator 2. Yep. The question is, can he do the same for this franchise that is essentially his baby? Mm. Because let's face it, he's not going to make Titanic 2, I don't think.
They all survived.
And this is the franchise that he has committed the rest of his filmmaking career to, because he wants to make like 20 films, doesn't he?
Oh, God, okay.
And I have been very open in my thoughts on the first Avatar film. You know, if I was charitable, I would say it was because I missed it in the cinemas. If I was uncharitable, I would say it's because it's a pretty derivative plot and it's just all about, you know, drawing on other films that are better. Do you know what I mean? But I like I'm saying, the visuals blew me away.
Mm.
But I was really surprised that I was quite invested in the plot of this one. It is actually, I think, a better film than the first one.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, nice
one. I mean, you've got all of this stuff with the Sully family and all these kids and all these threads that, and there's stuff that's left dangling for what I think has already been greenlit, although I think this film has to make a bajillion dollars
to
break even because it costs so much. But this is, I mean, this is what cinemas are made for, you know, and it's a gorgeous three-course meal. It's got everything, really, I think, and I really enjoyed it. Now, it's 3 hours, 10 minutes. So
strap in, people.
Yeah, yeah, and James Cameron was asked, somebody asked him, when should we go to the toilet in the film? When is that? And he went, go whenever you want because you'll see it so many times.
Oh,
so
there you go. Confidence.
You got to admire his confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So moving to more festive fare, and you have a classic to talk about, which I'm delighted it's up here, but I don't know, is it Christmassy?
Well, then, now you said it's the Christmas episode, let's talk about Christmas movie, but we've kind of covered them all before, really, haven't we? All the big ones, Muppets Christmas Carol, Home Alone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about those Christmas movies that, to me, are quintessentially Christmassy, but they're not set at Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. And I had a look through what was on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the first one that caught my eye was North by Northwest.
Classic.
On Christmas Eve on BBC Two at 1:40 from 1959, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, this is one of my favorite films. I love the darker Hitchcock stuff, but I also like the light touch that he brings to this film. And this is a classic suspense film. You've got Cary Grant playing Roger Thornhill, and it's a case of mistaken identity, basically. He is mistaken for Mr. Kaplan, and he is pursued by a ruthless spy played by James Mason. And, like, here is a fantastic clip of two of the suavest actors of their decades trying to out-suave each other.
I love it.
Beautiful scene, yeah.
Love it.
Not what I expected. A little taller. A little more polished than the others.
Oh, I'm so glad you're pleased, Mr. Townsend.
But I'm afraid just as obvious.
And what the devil is all this about? Why was I brought here?
Games? Must we?
Not that I mind a slight case of abduction now and then, but I have tickets for the theater this evening, to a show I was looking forward to. And I get, well, kind of unreasonable about things like that.
With such expert play acting, you make this very room a theatre.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it was all about the fantastic dialogue back in the day. Although this does have a great stunt.
Oh, it does. And like a fantastic denouement on the Monument. Well, it's not Monument Valley. With all the faces, the presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Eve Marie Saint is in there, and Martin Landau as well as the henchman. It's a brilliant film. It's great. It's great fun for a suspense movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah. North by Northwest, Christmas Eve, BBC Two at 1:40. Now, another classic, and I don't know, this is a lengthy one, not as long as Avatar, mind you, but it's lengthy enough, isn't it?
No, yeah, I mean, it is long. And what says Christmas more than prisoners of war in a Nazi prisoner of war camp? It is, of course, The Great Escape. It's on Christmas Day on Channel 4 at 1:50, 1963, directed by John Sturges. You've got a group of Allied prisoners imprisoned but in a German POW camp. The star, I guess, because it has a rogues gallery of fantastic actors in here. Richard Attenborough, you've got James Garner as well. But the star, I guess, is Steve McQueen as Captain Virgil Hiltz, the Cooler King, who has he's sent to this place. He's the one American in there, and he is renowned for kind of escaping from prison of war camp. So let's have a little clip.
Yes, here it is.
What are you doing over here by the wire?
Well, like I told Max here, I was trying to get my gun.
But what are you doing, Bazavaya?
Well, like I told Max, I was trying to cut my way through your wire because I want to get out.
Versuchen Sie ihn.
Bitte.
You speak German?
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
Wire cutters?
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
I have had the pleasure of knowing quite a number of British officers in this war, and I flatter myself that we understand one another. You are the first American officer I've met. Hiltz, isn't it?
Captain Hiltz, actually.
17 escape attempts.
18, sir.
Tunnelman, engineer.
Flyer.
I suppose what's called in the American Army a hotshot pilot.
Love it. Absolutely brilliant. He's just like, I'm trying to escape. That's why I'm over here.
Yeah. I mean, it is, as you say, it's a long one, but there's no better one if you've had a big meal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe it's a little early, like 1:50, you probably haven't had your dinner yet. But if you had a big meal and you just want to sit down and just enjoy it, or just put it on in the background as you're having your dinner.
Yeah.
Why not?
Just getting lots of people getting the mystery voice, which is fantastic. People saying the drifters, more like the grifters, get the guards for my singing. Fantastic. Somebody else says I missed my calling. I don't think so. Someone else there was sending another message. Someone's in tears oh, listening. Yeah. I think it's tears of pain. For my thing, but thank you so much for all those. Now moving on to more Christmas TV movies that are on over the festivities. You've got a great one this Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to get a Western in there on Friday on TG Cahir at 9:30. Django Unchained. So it's a more modern one from 2012, of course. Jamie Foxx plays Django. He's a freed slave. He joins forces with Christoph Waltz as a bounty hunter, and he sets off to rescue his wife, who has been enslaved by Calvin, played by Leo DiCaprio, in a rare,
horrifying,
villainous role.
Yeah, horrifying
it's
role.
It's a great movie. Very good. Yeah.
Very violent. Then, it's Tarantino, so it's violent.
It is. Yeah. You know what to expect, yeah. And then on Saturday on RT1, at 3:55, Goodbye Christopher Robin from 2017, starring Ireland's own Donald Gleeson as A.A. Milne, the author who created the Winnie the Pooh books, and they were based on the stuffed animals that his son had. It's quite a tearjerker,
it is.
I have to say.
It is.
Yeah. But I think it's a good film. It's well made. And, you know, if you want to feel the feels, then watch that on Saturday, which is Christmas Eve. And then on Sunday on TG Cahir, which is Christmas Day at 11:20, it's absolutely not Christmassy at all.
No, but it's an epic odyssey.
It is an epic odyssey. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? From 2000, from the Coen brothers. George Clooney plays Ulysses Everett McGill. And as you say, it's based on the odyssey. And he escapes from a chain gang with two other malcontents. Tim Blake Nelson plays Delmar, and Pete, played by John Turturro. And they set off to pursue freedom and the promise of fortune in buried treasure.
Fantastic. Okay, they are getting it, but do tell us, who was our mystery voice this week?
It was Sigourney Weaver, who, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, plays a 16-year-old character in Avatar 2.
Fantastic. Niall, as always, thank you so much for all of your work, not just today, but every single week on Real Reviews. Have a brilliant Christmas, and we look forward to talking more movies in the new year.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas, and we'll see you in 2023.
Absolutely.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.